This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As you heard earlier on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, the Farmers for Free Trade motorcade had been cutting its way across the country with the message coming from concerned farmers about the situation they're finding themselves in with the trade situation. Earlier this year, ag leaders had warned the Trump administration that they realized a second round of tariffs in the second administration were coming, but that ag was ready to do its part, but it couldn't sustain itself for long. We'll hear more on how that trade caravan wrapped up next.
Stay up to date with the latest in the ag industry with Agribusiness Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Each weekday, we bring you the latest advancements in farming, from new precision ag technology to cutting-edge sustainable farming practices. Agribusiness Matters is also your source for the most relevant ag news, policy discussions, and insights that are shaping the future of agriculture. Tune in to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade and says their coast-to-coast motorcade stretched more than 8,000 miles, brought together voices from every corner of American agriculture.
3 days ago, we were in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, up near Scranton, and had an event with Congressman Bresnahan, and we had the president of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, Pennsylvania Grange, Pennsylvania Potato Co-op, Pennsylvania Milk, so whole range of interests, sitting together talking about how each of those sectors is being impacted by high input costs, you know, price of fertilizer, price of farm chemicals, price of steel.
Keel says they carried those farmer stories straight to Capitol Hill, hoping lawmakers will turn what they heard into meaningful action.
Number one, we'd like to see tariff exemptions on farm inputs. Number two, we think we really need to over-index on expanding market opportunities for farmers. We need to grow those overseas markets, especially as we've created turbulence that's shutting down markets. So, you know, it's good that China's coming back online, but we've had months where they haven't bought soybeans, and that's really hurt. And then number three, and this is a big one, we need to just stabilize the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, that trade relationship with our neighbors to the north and south, biggest ag export destinations for a lot of commodities.
Keel says the work is far from finished.
We'll continue to be active on the Hill, talking with members of Congress and talking with farmers all over the U.S. I'd give a hat tip to all the organizations that support farmers for free trade, whether that's in corn or soy or dairy. We've got a lot of folks rowing in the same direction, and that's because trade is so important to the American farmer.
Once again, farmers have made their voices heard, but it's now up to Washington to listen. It's time for a featured conversation in our True Choice Thursday conversation with Corteva. We're talking right now with Lauren Hansen. She's a territory manager with Corteva. Lauren, why should growers sign up for the True Choice offer?
When farmers participate in the True Choice offer, they see the benefits in their bank accounts immediately. So they're not having to wait until the end of the year for a rebate to come. They buy their seed, buy their crop protection, and then they get their upfront savings right away.
So, Lauren, how do growers register for this True Choice offer?
To sign up, growers have a couple different options. They can either talk to their Pioneer sales rep or their Corteva retailer, so any retailer who sells Corteva crop protection products. And then once they're signed up, they can check their account online at either pioneer.com or corteva.us/truechoice.
And finally, Lauren, are growers able to sign up for the True Choice offer now already?
The system opened on October 1st, so they can fund it anytime from now until February 27th of 2026.
That's been your True Choice Minute, and that's Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Have a good day.